Hello and welcome to Jumpstart Weekly, the manga podcast where every week we read every chapter of Shonen Jump on Viz's website, as well as another collected volume of manga. I'm your host, Jeremy.
And I'm your host, Kevin.
And today we read Majilimire and Magical Girls Incorporated, Volume 5, and I pronounced it right for the first time. Mm-hmm. I watched the anime to learn to pronounce stuff, and then immediately started not doing that, despite knowing how to pronounce it now. Majilimire makes so much more sense as a thing to say.
Yep.
But will I continue to say it? You must listen to find out. Because before we talk about that, we have a Shonen Jump. What did you think of Shonen Jump 2 weeks ago, Kevin?
Not bad. Some good stuff in there, but the middle of my list is kind of a lot of just like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I have a problem where I was, because we had so long between between it being available and recording it, I read this real slowly, which was nice, mm-hmm. but all the good stuff I read slowly over time, and luckily that's most of what we're talking about today, mm-hmm. is the good stuff, but it also means that I read all of the kind of mid and crap stuff all at once last night to get ready for this, whereas all the stuff I enjoyed, I got to take my time with, mm-hmm. which makes the gap even wider.
Yep.
But we'll start with Sakamoto Days 196, First Encounter. I think this chapter is okay, but as I kind of alluded to, the flashback doesn't make sense, and it's really weird that Shin didn't remember all this. Like, I thought it was going to be he just met Sin Sakamoto for a minute sort of thing, but they, like, had a relationship in the past, and it seems real weird that Shin doesn't remember this time he tried to trick Sakamoto into helping him find his deadbeat dad.
Yep. I'm guessing there's going to be some reason for that, like he lost his memory or something like that.
Maybe, but that's pretty lame, too.
It is. That's what I, like, it would have been fine if he met Sakamoto when he was skinny Sakamoto, so that he didn't recognize, and never heard his name, you know what I mean? Like, oh, we actually met in the past once, you just, like,
even
I was
though,
just some
dude.
Even
though he's seen Thin Sakamoto so many times, this would feel weird.
It definitely should feel weird. I was just trying to think of any way to try and justify this, which is really just like...
Yeah, but I'm in a place where my brain is trying to justify it, and it can't, and that's like double bad, double minus two, double minus bad. Is that a thing?
Sure.
Anything else you want to say, Sakamoto Days? It's mostly the premise that's the problem for me. The chapter itself is fine.
Yeah.
I do like the bit we're talking about, thinking like, oh man, I don't have a weapon today, do I?
Yep.
Unlike every other day when I don't have a weapon.
Yeah, well, it's just funny because, you know, I like guns. I like knives. I like stun batons. So I'm kind of being like, I guess I don't really have one today because that's just his thing.
Yeah.
And I like, you're a mind reader. Oh. Like, he's like, just completely nonplussed by it.
Yeah.
And Shin is like, everyone like freaks out or like has, you know, is thinking something. He's just, okay. Wait, that was what was going through his head? He's just, eh, whatever. This kid reads minds. That's cool, I guess.
Next up, we have One Piece chapter 1135, Friends Cups. What did you think about One Piece this week, Kevin?
I liked One Piece this week. I loved the bit with the... Is it Gerd who makes them their clothes?
Yes.
And is, like, super into it. She's like, I'm actually into, like, what is essentially doll dressmaking. But, you know... I'm actually super into clothes, so she's like, oh, I just kind of, like, made some of these, if you guys are interested. And then just sitting there internally screaming, like, oh my god, they're so cute!
What do we think the odds are that Colin's dad is Shanks? It does seem like the Shanks crew likes to leave their kids just
hanging out,
Yeah. And he was real excited when Shanks came.
Yep.
I don't think it's a for sure thing, but what do we think the odds are?
Probably pretty good. You know, not double odd good, but, like, maybe red or black.
Better or worse than the odds of Shanks having an evil twin? Worse, right?
Worse, right, yeah.
That's weird. That's like might be the craziest thing that happened in One Piece. And especially just how quickly it went from the most insane theory some crackpot had on some random corner of the internet to clearly what's going on.
Yep. Part of me is now just wondering if, and I know he didn't do this, but it'd be really funny if Oda went, oh, that's an insane theory. I should totally make that happen.
Anything else you want to say about One Piece? I really like the cover story this week.
Yeah. With
Tama just kicking that.
Kicking that guy.
Yeah. That's like the best kick that Oda has drawn in years, mm-hmm. too. So.
Yeah, it's very good.
Better than Sanji kicking the laser beam, which I think was the last time he drew a kick.
Yep.
It was pretty good, but it wasn't this good. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have Kagurabachi Chapter 63, Car Chase. I really like the art in this chapter, but like the sense of the story doesn't really, like, it doesn't flow, in my opinion. Even though there are a lot of really cool shots, and I would love to see this in animation, there was just a lot of like, why are they doing this? And like, I feel like they hung a lampshade on it. We're like, oh, they're really like messing this up. And I'm like, that was my thought, but like, I feel like you need to twist it if you're going to point it out and not just be like, yeah, they're doing a terrible job at this.
Yeah. It went really high for me though, because I thought the art was really cool. Like, I think one of the final panels just looked awesome. So I definitely had a moment of like, oh, that is cool.
Yeah, I definitely, I get it, but I ended up putting, like I said, I had a lot of not even fridge logic problems, because they're in the story like, oh, this is a terrible plan, and the villain's like, huh, their plan is really bad, and it's not like a secret trick or anything, it's just they're doing the dumbest thing they could, and everybody is acknowledging it, and that bothered me quite a bit.
Fair.
Anything else you wanted to say on it?
Nope.
Next up, we have Blue Box number 179, Seeing Things, which is like pretty good, but that's all I have to say about it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Her dad being there has had no impact, which I think is fine. It just seems weird that we spent so long dealing with it for it to have no impact here.
I think it's going to have an impact. It just hasn't yet, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but the way you do with that is you dramatically have that happen when he arrives.
Well, we haven't actually seen him make it to the court yet.
I thought we've seen him in the stands.
I didn't think we had seen him in the stands yet. That's what I was expecting. This was kind of like a flashback to what happened when Taiki left to go chase her father down and bring him in. So I expect that, like, this next chapter, he's going to show up and it's going to have an impact then. Like, she's going to be like, oh shit, dad's here.
Maybe. I don't know. Anything else you wanted to say on it?
Nope.
Next up, we have Himiten chapter 25, Homesick Kana. It's really cute. I do like the bit where Kana's like, oh no, clearly you're a tsundere. And that would, so if you act all cute, that will be even cuter because you're usually not.
Yep.
And her being like, nope, can't do it.
Yeah, no, that was really good. I liked it.
That's about all I have to say on that, though. Anything else from you?
Nope.
Next is Akana Banashi Story 141, Zenza Training Complete, which is really intense. I'm kind of bummed out that we just have a 3-year time skip at the end.
Yeah, that kind of brought it down for me. I didn't want an entire training arc, but I would have liked something.
There's a lot of tension here, right? So yep. I want story here. I have a feeling we'll flash back to this stuff and they're saving that tension for later in the story.
Because
this has
fair.
Been pretty tense already. But it still did kind of bum me out.
Yeah.
They have this super intense standoff as their first interaction, and that's just like 3 years later.
In Paris.
Yeah, yes. I also noted that.
Yeah, it was like 3 years later in a completely different country. It's like, damn.
I assume doesn't have Rakugo. I don't know.
I mean, maybe they might have a place, but yeah.
France does have a lot of Japanese culture stealing like us, and they were doing it first, so maybe they have older art forms, but I don't think so.
I mean, there might be like one specific club, I'm thinking, in like all of France kind of thing.
Next up, we have Sid Craft K7, The Great Detective's Crew. Also very cute.
Yeah.
He's kind of leaning into the sexy, which he hasn't as much this series, I feel like.
Yep.
But I didn't hate that. I like Soufflé getting super into her role. I'm like, no, you have to be more husband-like.
Yep.
But then when she thinks he's taking it for sex, she's like, I have to mentally prepare myself. Not even know we're undercover. Just like,
yep.
She's so deep and like, oh no, I need a minute before.
I need a minute before we have sex. And him just being like, huh? You know we're not actually married, right?
I did think the ending was a little too on the nose for what's going to happen next chapter.
Yeah.
Clearly indicating who the co-conspirator is.
Yeah.
But that's my only real complaint about it.
I will give it a pass if it ends up being a pivot. Like, if she ends up being a big red herring.
But even, like, the thing is that it's not a clue that the story gave us. It is just a giant spotlight being shown on her by the story, which is kind of different and lame.
Yeah, no, that's very true. But like I said, I'll give it a pat. If it is just her, it's like...
Although this is just my high school mascot, the Richmond Red Herrings. Last but not least, we have Elusive Samurai, chapter 186, Osagara Sadamine 1340. I really like the ending of this chapter. Like, the history stuff is a little... Like, it's not bad, but it's...
Yeah,
it's just like, now we're not deal with this character anymore. So this is how he ended. And I get that. But I do really like the bit where he's like, oh, no, that boy's going to live. Like, I'm going to die soon. And that boy will clearly live on. It's like everybody he ever respected died immediately. I do really like, and like, they don't linger on that contrast, but I really appreciated it all the same.
Yes. I love the bit where he's kind of like, ah, oh, that cheeky brat, he did get away. All right, so what are my reports? These are fucking awful. We got our asses kicked. What the fuck?
Yeah, it is also pretty good. I'm a little sad that we're not going to see any more of this character, but that's one of the problems with doing a vaguely historically accurate manga of sometimes characters just exit the story.
Yep.
And it was a good send-off for him.
It was.
Anything else you want to say about it?
Nope.
That'll take us into Jump Guard then. Jump Guard is the segment where we rank everything in Shonen Jump, not just what we talk about each week. 20 stories this week. What do you have at number 20, Kevin?
That's where I have Super Psychic Policeman Chojo. I just couldn't get into it, man.
Well, the problem is that there was a collaboration with a very, very famous Jump title in this earlier in this issue that was not translated because that other Jump title has never been translated.
I figured that's what it was, but that, like...
And, like, this is basically part two of that story, and it doesn't work at all. And, like, even more because I'm not familiar with it at all.
Yep.
But this is, like, a Dragon Ball tier popular series that he had a crossover with. And so, like, when you know that, some of the jokes make sense, but they're not funny.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you, but I had Shinobi Undercover at number 20 because I thought it was actively bad in a way that Chojo got a small pass for me being like, okay, like, this story was sabotaged.
Yeah,
in a lot of ways in this presentation to me. It still went really low, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But Shinobi Undercover didn't have that disadvantage and still I thought was terrible.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
What do you have at 19?
19 is where I have Shinobi Undercover.
It's where I have Super Psychic.
Gotcha.
Chojo, so. What do you have at 18?
Me and Robico is what I put at 18.
I like the ending of it. It's not very good otherwise, but
hey,
I like the ending. I do like the alternate outfits we see. So it actually went up like at the top of stuff I didn't like. I have Niue's Exorcist at 18.
Okay.
I like the last panel, like, quip, but even then, that didn't seem very much like this character. It didn't seem like something he would say.
Yeah.
And the rest of it, I thought, was a huge slog.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was.
What do you have at 17?
That Niue's.
Okay, that's where I put Ultimate Exorcist.
Okay.
Which is just more of the same. Training, training, now more training.
Yeah.
It's like, eh. Like, this is like... It doesn't get why Shonen does this, I feel like.
No.
It feels very rote. It feels very filler, which is a risk you always run with training arcs like this. It's why Dragon Ball Z started just skipping them and having Goku just go Super Saiyan 3 and be like, yeah, this is how it happened later.
Yeah. Well, and also he's kind of, he hasn't had the moment where he needs training. Like, they're telling him he needs training. But even then it was like, he fought the ultimate bad guy to a standstill. Like... He's been, you know, he's been kicking ass, so it's unlike Naruto, who had the problem of, like, I kind of see it kind of similar of, like, you've got this ridiculous magical output, which, like, Naruto had the exact same problem, but you don't have any control. But, like, we hadn't seen him struggle with that. It was kind of just during the training, them explaining that's what your issue is.
Naruto also has the narrative conceit of there being a bunch of adults who are ahead of Naruto and him needing to catch up.
No,
and training is an excuse for bridging that gap, which is not something this series really has.
It does. That is totally true as well. But I was just thinking that was kind of the parallel of, like, this kid's ridiculously powerful. But like you said, in Naruto, there are adults who are more powerful. So there's even less of a gap when it feels like, oh, well, there's, you know, like two dudes more powerful than this kid. But we never saw him struggling with anything beforehand. We were kind of just told, oh, your weakness is that you actually don't have as much control as you should.
Yeah, it just feels like a trope instead of a part of the story, right?
Yes.
What do you have at 16?
That's where I have Kill Blue.
Same.
Eh.
Yeah, like I said, I don't really like this new character, and I wanted him dealt with last week. Not like dealt with, but like integrated into the cast. And so spending another chapter on his integration was real eh.
Yep.
What do you have at 15?
That's where I put Astro Royale.
Also same, because at least there's action in this, which put it above all the stuff below. Because I'm like, okay, like, this also feels kind of rote, and like, maybe we should have just skipped to the part where there are eight of them. But I do get why you have a winnowing phase in a tournament. that is standard tournament fare.
Yes.
And this one wasn't terrible, but it did feel like the author got tired of it halfway through and yes. skipped to the ending.
Well, especially because the main character doesn't actually do anything in the Battle Royale. He, like, shows up, trips, and then everyone else gets eliminated. And he's like, I'm in the top 8 now. Yay!
Yeah. What do you have at 14?
That's where I put Ultimate Exorcist. Yeah, it probably could have gone a bit lower. I agree with everything you think you said about it.
14 is where I have Mission Yozakura Family.
Okay.
The previous chapter had that good catharsis moment between Kyoichiro and Taiyo. This one doesn't undo that, but just goes right back to status quo while also having all of the same problems as the previous chapter.
Fair.
Of just feeling like it should be over, but it doesn't feel like an ending. And
yep.
it seems like this is going to keep going, and I don't really want that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have at 13?
13 is where I put Witch Watch.
Same. I'm glad to be out of this flashback, but like, yep. I don't really think it improved the series as a whole at the same time. And the way we exited wasn't like, oh man, now we understand so much more.
Yeah, either. It was kind of like,
and it's also like
the point of that?
And the status quo will continue because we're not done with that either. But
yeah.
there will be a threat at the end. And it's like, yeah, that but that's how stories work. So
yeah, this definitely had a feeling of, why did we do this?
Yeah.
Like, both narratively and, like, were you just stalling for time? Because you know, I don't have any more ideas for cute, fun chapters. So while I'm building up those, I'm going to pull out this planned backstory that I've had this whole time.
Yeah, yeah. Not my thing.
No.
What do you have at 12?
Hakutaku. I'm wondering exactly how it's going to go, but I kind of didn't like the we can't accept this game.
Cliffhanger, yeah.
I'm perfectly fine with, because they were kind of hinting at with the main character who was with the head game developer, who was telling him like, okay, but why are you making this game? And like, I wanted that to come out not in the, we're not even going to let you compete in the competition, but, or in like in the expo, but having a moment of, this is why you're not going to win, or this is why you're not going to get featured, because sure, you came out with a technically sound game, but there's no heart behind it. It's kind of like what it felt like he was going for.
Yeah, the problem with it is there is a heart behind it,
which exactly.
even this chapter explores.
Yeah, and so, but you know what I mean? Like, there, like, I didn't want to imply that there's no heart behind it, but that, like, you're missing just that little bit of extra that, like, why are you, as a game developer, making this game?
I understand your criticism, but because it is the last page of the manga and the last page needs a cliffhanger, I will reserve judgment on that until we see how it's resolved next week.
That's fair.
Because there are a lot of reasons it could not be accepted.
Yeah.
I have Me and Rebecca here at 12.
Okay.
So, I already talked about that. I found the ending cute, so it went above a lot of stuff that I thought was nothing.
I got you.
What do you have at 11?
11 is where I have Undead and Unluck. All right, cool. So, you know, we've negated the Yumas. We've gotten rid of the negation abilities.
I was expecting this to be the end, and it still felt almost too fast to me.
Yeah.
Says the guy who ranked it higher.
And I liked the bit with, like, Clothy, or whatever he's...
Clothy, I assume, but...
And then Fuko losing her memories, and everyone else kind of just, like, immediately bouncing onto that. And the stuff with Andy at the end and making, like, the wedding dress.
Yeah, I think the big contrast is, like, compared to Mission Yozakura, I am excited to see how this, like, winds down.
Okay.
I also assume this is about to be over.
Mm.
But I feel like you can get 3 to 10 more chapters depending on pacing. And
yeah.
I'm like, I think it's in a better place for the wind down and the denouement.
Gotcha.
I have Hakutaku here. So
okay.
What do you have at number 10?
That's where I put Mission Yozakura. I liked the Taiyo Mitsumi kiss, and I liked the little bit afterwards where they're like, hey, Mitsumi, let him breathe, man. And you can, like, see him with, like, his arms wiggling as she's, like, on top of him on the ground. I thought that was great.
I have Kagurabachi at 10. We
okay.
talked about that. Like I said, the art's amazing, but I think the storytelling is not quite up to its par, which was my frequent criticism of Kagurabachi early
yep.
on. I have not reared that one lately, but... that's how I felt about it. What do you have at number 9?
That's where I have Akanabanashi. Like you said, it was a real bummer to have that 3 years later in Paris. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, it went higher for me because of the intensity of the confrontation.
That is very fair.
But
I think it was the immediate letdown
yeah.
for me of that, of like, oh.
Yeah, I agree. Because like, you want that tension to go somewhere, right? And we're
yep.
skipping past it. I totally get that. I have Blue Box at 9.
Okay.
Kind of talked about my feelings on that. What do you have at 8?
8 is where I put Ichi the Witch. I liked a lot of stuff in Ichi the Witch this week. Like, I like that moment where he's, you know, he stabs him in the neck. And he's like, oh, man, you were, like, covering up your neck with a bunch of stuff, so I figured that was your weakness. So what is it? Do I have to do this? Do I have to do this? Do I have to do some stupid glamour contest in order to hunt you? How do I hunt you? And the magic just kind of being like, what the fuck is wrong with this person?
Yeah, I'll talk about it where I put it.
Fair.
I have Sakimoto Days at 8.
Okay.
I already talked about my big criticisms of the story, but there were bits I like in contrast, which is why I put it here.
Fair.
Like I said, the actions all works pretty well. Mm-hmm. The interaction works well. It's just the fridge logic of like, but why do they... Why is this coming up now in chapter 200?
Yep.
And not in chapter 1 when they met?
Or, like, in chapter
50
when he went skinny for the first time.
Yeah.
And, like, that would have been a moment of Shin going,
hey, wait a minute,
I know you.
Yeah. What do you have at number 7?
That's where I have Sakamoto Days.
It's where I have Undead Unluck.
Okay.
So, what do you have at number 6?
6 is where I put Sidcraft.
Same.
You know, it's like cute. You said, it was
it's
cute.
It's a little sexy.
Yep.
It is an arc. I don't think it's going to be a very long one.
But it is an arc.
Yeah, which is what we've been wanting.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have at number 5?
5 is where I put Himaten. Again, like you said, it was really cute. I liked it.
It's where I have Akatabanashi.
Okay.
Again, mostly for that tension.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have at number 4?
4 is where I put Blue Box. I just liked a lot of the Chinatsu's, the person who's been working really hard and is seen as talented, but then we're like, having the scouts or whatever being like, sometimes you come across those people that like make you feel like all your hard work wasn't worth it, especially because she was like, she took a break. How is she still this good? It's like, some people are just that talented.
Yeah. It's very sports manga, right?
Yep.
4 is where I have Ichi the Witch.
Gotcha.
I really appreciated how Goku Ichi is in this bit with trying to hunt him and be like, yeah, if you had like done something, you could have saved people. And Ichi's just like, no, how do I hunt you though? And I also really like the end with Descartes like stepping up, because
yep.
She kind of hasn't done anything all manga long, and
that's
that
fair.
Hasn't bothered me because of the situation she's been in. She's been in kind of a mentor teacher role, but
well,
I am
also
excited to see her do something here.
That's fair. She's sort of been in a mentor teacher role, but we also haven't gotten a chance to have that happen yet, because she's like, I showed up to kill the magic or hunt the magic that he already hunted. Okay.
And we've seen her do a bit. Like I said, it hasn't bothered me. But I did realize, oh, we haven't seen her do anything, and so it's exciting that we
that
can
is fair.
Now.
Yep.
Or and hopefully we will.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have at number 3?
3 is where I put the Elusive Samurai.
Same. Like, we already talked about it. It was really good.
It was.
What do you have at number 2?
I put Kagurabachi at number 2. I don't know. The art just really spoke to me this week. I think it was one of the final panel shots was just super cool. I was like, all right, that is awesome.
Yeah, and you are the more, I don't want to say target audience for Kagurabachi, but you see what I think most people see with Kagurabachi who really like it,
mm-hmm.
whereas I have always been more critical.
Yep.
I have Himaten too. I just really thought it was very cute this week.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the manga has a little bit struggled, and us talking about it every week, I was afraid it was going to go off a cliff, so I was real excited it seemed to go the other way, at least this week. One Piece gets number 1 this week, I feel like kind of by default for me.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't great. I also have a problem with I read One Piece before Shonen Jump came out in English. So I read this like a month ago, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been processing it. So like even the reread, like it wasn't as exciting as the last couple chapters with those reveals, even though I did like it and I did put it first.
No, that's fair. I would also agree. It hasn't been as good as the last couple of chapters. Like I said, there was, you know, the cute bit with her guard making the clothes.
Yeah, but it's still exciting. There's still good stuff. I like the revelation about Ripley having a half-giant son who's still a giant.
Yep.
Everything works, and there's the tension building in the background, but it just hasn't been as exciting as the last couple of chapters, where we really got a ton.
Yep.
Anything else you want to say about Shonen Jump, Kevin?
Nope.
All right. We read Magilamere Magical Girls Incorporated Volume 5, and we'll be back to talk about that after this break. So we read Volume 5 of Magilamere. I knew a little bit of what was going to happen in this because the anime covers like the first 2 chapters.
Okay.
The manga's much better.
Yeah. I haven't watched the anime.
Don't is my advice to you.
Yeah.
There's no reason.
I've been told that I don't have a ton of free time and I'm not watching a ton. So it was like, all right, I'll just keep reading this when it comes out. because reading it has been super fun.
Yeah, it's a much better manga than it is an anime, and that was proven to me even more by reading manga chapters that I had seen in the anime first instead of the reverse.
That, like, thinking about it, that honestly makes sense to me because the action sequences are not what makes me really like this manga. Not that I don't like the action sequences, but I'm like, watching them deploy the magic isn't cool. Like, would I like to see the Magical Girl transformations animated? Yes, that's cool.
You think that, but they take so long and are so nothing. But
That sounds like poor execution.
Yes, absolutely. And to your point, I agree with you, and that's really made clear in the anime, mm-hmm. but I think that's a real missed opportunity, because that's a lot of space the anime could breathe and be its own thing, mm-hmm. because the fights are so nothing, but it really just makes you realize, in the manga, they really just exist to further the world building, pretty yep. much.
Yeah, the Kai are not actually the bad guys. It's the corporations and the government.
Well, yes. But again, that could have been translated into something cool in animation, and it definitely was not.
Yep.
So what did you think of this volume, Kevin?
I thought it was really neat. I really like the kind of escalation of getting the whatever governing body for the Magical Girl governing body. I'm forgetting. It's like FMO or something like that.
The Federation of Magic Organizations. So the FMO.
FMO. So I was right with that.
But the Full Metal Organization.
So having that feature and seeing the like the political stuff, finding out that the senpai is one of the chairmen of the committee.
Well, he's not really, but he's been invited before.
Is he? He's something.
He's like a guest, and they're like, "Oh, we haven't had you here in a while."
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Presumably because he knows all these guys, especially the leader of the Ask Corporation,
yep.
who is part of the board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. I do. I like the two political factions. The one that's like, no, the more magic we use, the bigger ki I get, so we have to
yep.
restrict ourselves, versus the ones like, ki I keep getting bigger and bigger, so we've got to loosen these restrictions on magic usage.
Yeah. Well, then I like even the people that are in they keep getting bigger, so we got to use bigger, like, I just got to keep making a bigger gun. But then he's, oh no, because there's all those subsidiary companies and like all these partners that are helping us that are like really hurt by the magical restrictions. And I like her father being like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
It's all capitalism, Kevin. Hey, not even all of capitalism is bad, not just corporations. Also, corporations buying government is bad. Who knew?
Who knew? But like, I really like that because I'm like, man, this is just on point.
Yeah, it continues to be really, really strong. I also like the little history lesson we get about how, yeah, there used to be, like, yeah, it used to be way weaker, and then just, like, Mikus and Shrine Maidens would take care of them. They were yep. just regular girls. And then they got stronger after World War II, so we had to started having magical girls. And now we have Walpurgis knocked in our basement. Please help.
Yep. So I liked that, and, you know, this is the Type 3, we used to have the Type 1s, and like you said, all the world building has been really cool. I still really like, I don't know how much, because like there's still that hidden stuff with the boss, and because I don't think he's the head of Ast, the guy who's constant, like who was knew him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think he is. I think he's the CEO.
Is he the CEO?
Maybe we're wrong about that. He's definitely super high up.
He's definitely super high up, but I felt like he wasn't like the president.
Yeah, I get the feeling he's CEO, given okay. like he's got the like butler guy who drives him around and he's always talking about how valuable his time is.
Well, I was just expecting he was like head of operations, if that not like...
Yeah, and I also understand what you mean, and that's realistic, but from a narrative standpoint, because he is the rival is not the right word, but the opposite number of the president of Magi Lemuria, it makes yes. sense to me that he is also the top dog at his much larger company,
that's
narratively
fair.
Speaking.
And maybe they're going to have something with the board, but like, because they've hinted at that there's been a magical, there was some magical thing that
yeah,
happened
in
the past between them that like... It makes me think he's just the guy that took the lesson in a different direction.
I agree with you, but I think that caused him to become CEO of this company. I don't think he was then.
That's no, and that I don't think that was as well. But I just meant it feels weird with, because he seems to be very like money hungry, but it doesn't seem like he should be in the camp of we need to be making bigger magic.
I mean, I think it's just he took it the direction in the opposite way, right? Because I think there have to be some people for any policy that believe it's the right policy, right?
Correct.
Despite the fact that there is money behind it and it's being pushed, mm-hmm. there have to be people, correct, or whether they're being deceived or not, that think, no, this is actually the way to go about it.
That's fair. I guess I was just trying to say, I think there's like a president of the board or something like that, and also in the company that's pushing this yes man lobbyist to do this thing.
He seems like his heart is kind of in it to me, so we'll see.
We'll see.
I do love, speaking of them, when they're like, I love the ending of this. I actually don't like the last couple of panels, but I do love where the ending of this volume puts us with the pressure cooker and all the like the situation getting worse and worse, and Ass starting to show up, and the assistant be like, yeah, they're sending Mace Uchiba, and I'm just like, god damn it, doesn't Ass have any other magical girls working for them? Why is she the only one who shows up when we're involved?
Yep.
That was very funny to me.
That was
like
good.
A bit of meta commentary I do like,
mm-hmm.
of conservation of characters.
Yep.
I also like the broom rocket skates, as dumb as those
yeah.
are.
Yeah, no, I thought that was cool too. You know, and I like just kind of everything that's going on. And I liked the stuff at the end of the internship where she was being the teacher. And, you know, even though I was your senpai and teaching you how stuff worked, it felt like I learned more. I was like, that's actually, like, happens a lot.
What I like as a fallout of that is that they went drinking together like co-workers in Japan are supposed to.
Yep.
And that leads Kata to asking her own senpai, like, hey, we should go get drinks. And I really like that evolution of their
yes.
dynamic of them drinking together after work as an excuse to introduce her family life right before it becomes important and tied in with the plot.
Yep. No, oh, yeah, that was very cool.
Anything else you want to say about it?
Nope.
Yeah, it continues to be my favorite new manga I've discovered in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, though, we're going to read an old new manga. We're going to read Volume 5 of Hunter Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, our opening theme is Fighting Against One's Will by Midair Machine. Our closing theme is A Psychic Fistfight by Tom DeMaio Emerit. Other music on the show is by Spectacular Sound Productions, and our album art is by Kate Wind on DeviantArt. www.lastpodcast.com is our website, where you can check out our past episodes on Hunter Hunter or Magical Mirai, as well as my other two podcasts, It's a Gundam and Last Time on Video Games. It's a Gundam is going to have our 2024 review episode where Kevin, as well as Zach and Tyler, my other co-hosts on my other podcast, all talked about a bunch of the media we consumed in 2024. That won't be up when this episode is up, but it'll be in the It's a Gundam feed a couple days later. Anything you'd like to plug, Kevin?
Nope.
Have a great week, everyone.